But now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Brian Hoffy and Pastor. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned into Hoffy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoffy Hour.
Hoffy Hour. Hoffy Hour. Hoffy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
What up, 25 Cent? How the hell are you?
Hoppy, what's up, man? What's going on?
Dude, it's been like 9 months. I hang out with you every weekend, but we have not done a show in a minute, my friend. How are you doing, 25? How is life? How is everything for Broderick Epps?
I mean, you know, things up and down. I'm always making it, scraping.
Dude.
You know, living. Living life, man. DJing on Saturday nights and designing at a welding company and all in between.
So
what's up with you, man?
Just got a low-key radio job that's paying me the most I've ever made. So I'm very grateful about that. Able to live in Florida. I almost had to move back to Illinois.
Yeah.
So I love everybody at Beasley Media Group. But right. I kind of had like an existential crisis and I quit my job working promotions and I feel bad about it. And I've made up with Rick Thomas and Tyson Jones over there, but I didn't
Tyson. Tell Tyson I say what up, man.
Tyson's the man. I used to name drop you all the time, but pretty much what happened was back in October, I quit because I just couldn't afford to work there, but I probably could have quit a little more professionally. I just quit.
Was it? So how'd you quit? You did like a rage quit? Did you do like a quit? Like his name?
It was like that. Yeah. It's one of my regrets.
He's like, fuck you, fuck you.
Kinda.
You're cool.
It was not.
Fuck you.
It was not my brightest moment.
Yeah.
And then of course you have local morning hacks like celebrating it. I'm like, you are a sociopath that totally doesn't cheat on your wife. So shut up.
Wait. So you. They're paying attention to what you have going on, like in the background. And honestly, I don't know.
It's flattering, but it's creepy. And then anyway, so I was out of a job for like 6 weeks and I was doing DoorDash, but I was barely getting by. And my mom was like, you're going to have to move home if you can't find a job. And then I found my current job, which I keep low key because it's just my day job. So life's going good. And I'm doing podcasting and I'm in a much different spot than when I had you on the show. Man, it's been like 9 months.
Yeah, it's been about 9 months because it was early last year before the summertime, right?
It was at our house. Yeah, it was in May. That was a wild show. That was when I had that naked girl that I tried to kick out of my apartment.
Oh, yeah. You still talk to her?
Okay, so I'm going to recap this real quick. I met this crazy girl, and I know all women are crazy. I'm just kidding. But she was legitimately nuts, and I met her at the Morgan Wallen show when I was working promotions for QIK. Greatest night of my life. After work, she gives me a lap dance and never mind. Anyway, so pretty much I invite her because she's like, I want to meet 25 Cent. I used to listen to Puppet of Love Sponge all the time, blah blah blah. So she comes to my apartment after you're done recording the podcast, and she was just crazy and out of her mind. And I'm thinking I'm gonna be hooking up with this girl. And she had just got a DUI, so she was laying in my bed naked, typing up an email to her lawyer on the submission form. You know when you go on a lawyer's website and they have the little submission form?
Just like the general information, to contact us.
And then we did the whole episode where I talked about, I'm going to need you to leave my apartment. And do you know Brewster, who used to work at Wild 94.1, the music director?
Maybe.
Yeah, she was awesome. She's not there anymore, but
I don't know.
She's a sweetheart. Her real name's Christine. When I first began working at Beasley, I sent her that show, and she goes, "Wow, do you admit a lot on your show?" I go, "Yeah, that's why I'm here. That's what I bring to the podcasting world. I don't hold back."
Well, you got to be truthful at some point. You know, you got to put all your shit out there.
Yeah, but I had this epiphany because here's what happened. I got to talk to you about this, Broderick, aka 25 Cent. I got to have this discussion with you. Sometimes you don't need to say everything about your dating life. Sometimes it's very important to kind of leave some things to the mystery. Because here's what happened. And about 3 weeks ago, I rejoined Tinder and I got Tinder Premium and I was swiping on everything. And I admitted on the show that I swipe on everything. And then these girls were saying, and I sound like 50% of girls that listen to my podcast were saying it was funny. And 50% said I was a douchebag. And the girls were like, blah, 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 da, da, da. And I'm like, you know what? And I went back and I edited out the 5 minutes of me talking about Tinder because I was like scaring off girls.
Well, I mean, that's also, you know, the thing too. You're probably scaring off the girls that more than likely you weren't interested in talking to anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're sort of weeding them out. That 50% of girls really 100%, it changes to 100% of the girls that like you.
And I'm not living in the past or throwing any shots, but I am. But I know a lot about clout chasers. Now, I've never been rich yet. My goal in life is to get rich, but I've had a lot of clout. And it's funny, I'm 25. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've had this. You work on one of the biggest shows in Tampa radio. I worked on a pretty big show in Tampa radio. And then you leave the show. Were there any people that all of a sudden kind of left? I don't want to say your side, but when you leave the big show and you can't get them free tickets or a free entrance into a strip club if you're dating a crazy girl. Did you ever notice that, like, some of your homies, you're like, hand them up. You're like, hey, what are you up to? And you hear nothing back.
So that's interesting, right? So, you know, back when I was still working in radio and stuff, like my boys that I hung out with was my boys regardless.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of times I wasn't even trying to get free tickets for shit like that. Or if I was getting tickets, it'd be my homeboys that, you know, they'd be rolling with me anyway.
Like
they would be rolling with me to events, all types of shit.
Rolling with 25 is who you want to roll with. Forget about anybody
like
else.
We just like to have fun.
Rolling with Broderick is the place to be.
But like when it came to those people that they would only hit you up for tickets for certain events, like, yeah I mean, that definitely dried up after, you know, I wasn't working for the show. But those are people that I wouldn't say I didn't consider friends, but I mean, we weren't really on a, you know, I guess a hangout basis like that. We see each other every now and then, and it's like, you know,
it sort of
dries up, but I think life happens too. You know,
it's
what
sort
I mean?
Of like when you quit drinking and then like you lose your drinking buddies.
You lose your drinking buddies, or to be something where, you know, I've heard people say it where, you know, if they stop drinking and they're hanging around the people that are drunks or are still partying like that, they just, it sort of disgusts them to even be around that type of crowd. Which, I mean, I guess is understandable because you don't want to be drunk no more. You don't want to hang around that behavior.
So I've gone to about every single one of your gigs at Pelican Pub the last few months.
Yeah.
Because it was funny, bro. I wasn't allowed to talk to you. I don't know if you've ever seen me in the 2010s when I worked for Cow, but I wasn't allowed to talk to anybody that worked with BTLOS. And I always saw you were super cool and talented. And I would see you downtown. I'd be like, hi.
Yeah,
I don't see you.
Well, see, like, and that's the thing, though, because, you know, a lot of times that I would I run into a lot of people that work with the Bone, either in promotions.
Yeah. Hi. Hi.
Yeah, closely, you know, affiliated with
Kyle.
Kyle's show. And, you know, I always kept it on a cordial basis or whatever. But
can't
I didn't
talk
know
to
that.
You, 25.
I didn't know any of that. It was just like, it was always, you know, hey, what up, bro?
You're nothing
I don't
more.
Give a fuck. Like, I'm not going to be like, man, I don't fuck with you.
You're nothing more than an intern, right?
Yeah. I mean, I started out as an intern and I worked myself all the way up to, you know, on air staff. I mean, It was cool. It was fun.
It's so nice being my own boss. It's so nice, like, having a good job and just doing my thing.
You get to run your own schedule, right?
And not just that, but I don't have to worry about people's moods. There was nothing worse than when you felt like, I don't know if you ever felt like this working in morning radio, but you felt like, not that you were seeking the approval, but you felt like if they were in a bad mood, it was your fault.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you could say that about really any job. Yeah,
yeah.
But it is something where you know, if you're working with a boss or superior, whatever you would call, and they come in with a certain attitude, it could be something that it'll fuck your day up.
It's just
like,
ah,
shit, this motherfucker. You know.
By the way, I haven't even mentioned 25. We've done this show already for 9 minutes and 39 seconds, and
right.
We didn't mention that we are live at the Chill Room of Pinellas Park.
This place is dope, man. I like
Hell
it.
Yeah.
So this is my first time here, right?
Yeah.
And it's very close to my neighborhood. You know, it's close to my work. So I pass this on the way, you know, to work and home as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of like I'm sort of pissed off with myself. This is my first time coming in. I mean, they got the whole, they have their own shop here.
Yeah.
That they, you know, they have different novelties and stuff that they sell. But then they things have a pool table.
Yes.
Yeah, they got a pool table. They got poker here. They have, you know, a full bar. It's a chill lounge. It's cool, man.
Yeah.
And it's like nestled right here in this little shopping center.
Frank the Cava OG runs it. All right.
Was it so? What is it? Frank the Cava OG.
That's his name. He's here. One of the original Cava OGs. And here, there's the a lot room. Of other people in the Cava community that will talk shit about Frank. Watch, I went with the mic. There will be a ton of people that will talk shit and say that Frank gave himself that name. Frank did not give himself that name. That's the one nauseating part about the Cava community. It's like any other community where it just becomes high school drama. And what's funny is I got to discuss this with you. I made a video last night and I got about 500 views on it, which is pretty good for me. I'm working on it. And I'm going to play it right now on Happy Hour. And this video really is very important to me. There's a new Cava bar in downtown St. Pete. Right. I don't know if you've seen it. The whole point of Cava, not everybody that drinks Cava in Kratom is a recovering alcoholic. But about 45% of the consumers are recovering alcoholics. And there is this new place, I'm not going to say its name, that's right in between Janice Live, Pelican Pub, and Joey Brooklyn's.
Oh, that's what that is? Cava?
Bro, you know what they're doing?
Yeah.
They are sharing.
I mean, no, I don't.
They are, because I'm about to tell you.
Yeah.
I wasn't being literal when I said, you know what they're doing. Obviously, you don't know what they're doing. I'm about to tell you what they're doing, 25.
So that was just a dumbass question I asked.
Yeah. You're not it's a dumbass. Good. I'm glad you're here.
It's all good. I can call out my own dumbassery.
Well, they also sell, they currently have craft beer as well. At the place that has Cava and Kratom, where you're not supposed to mix Cava and alcohol. You specifically, yeah. On the same day you drink Cava, you're not supposed to drink alcohol. And this dirty, rotten place in downtown St. Pete has that, and they also have wine, and then they're surrounded by bars. It's like having an Al-Anon meeting next to a bar, next to a strip club.
Well, that's them capitalizing on the area. Because then, you're right, because if you have a Kratom, if you have Kratom and Cava, usually, you know, it's not a spot that you would get alcohol.
Yeah.
But that's also too. So me and my homeboy, my best friend Freddie Williams, Buck two times, right? One time we were hanging out and what's the one that's local here that's open like 24 hours?
Mad Hatters.
Yeah.
Right, so, by that sex offender park. Whenever, bro, I drive by Pervert Park, bro, I just, do you know about that?
I mean, I know that there's perverts in the area.
No,
but I mean, I feel like there's perverts all over the state.
You don't know about Pervert Park?
Yeah.
It's that trailer park right next to the highway, right next to 275.
Yeah. Oh, that whole, yeah, there.
There's
whole
a whole
area.
Documentary about it. I watched the first 5 minutes. They were
Hold
trying
on. What's
to,
the name of the documentary? Is it called Pervert Park?
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's right by that race track in the Waffle House.
No, I know what you're talking about, but is it
That's
really called Pervert Park?
Yes. There's a movie called Pervert Park.
Shut
and the
up.
First 5 minutes. A mom was defending why she had sex with her actual son, not stepson.
Oh, you know what? Oh shit! No, all right. So yeah, I did see it. I did see that. That was the. Oh man,
that was like 7 years ago. And every time I drive by it, I just get
that's creepy.
Fucking chills, bro.
That interview is very.
They need to just blow that place up.
Well, I mean,
I will let you get back to your point because you haven't done my show You haven't done my show in about five.
I didn't really have a point. I was just saying that we went to Mad Hatter after 4 a.m. and my homeboy was like, you know,
drunk,
looking for beer, and it was like, bro, this ain't that type of place.
Oh, that's the worst.
But this was years ago, so it was like that's like understanding. We understood it years ago. Okay, so this is all, you know, Cava Kratom. That's it. But you know, with the one that's downtown, they're just capitalizing on downtown.
I went on a first date. There's this girl that I was like dating on and off. But you know, like, first of all, are you dating at all? Are you on any of the dating apps? Are you trying to talk to girls? Or are you kind of doing your own Broderick thing?
I'm doing my own thing. I mean, I'm on the dating apps, but you know, it's like reading the classifieds and shit for me. Because you never know what you'll be reading. Like you read all types of what do you call it? Like in the bios.
Yeah.
And I get a good laugh because, you know, like, Just like I'm sure how girls see what dudes put on there, you know, that the we'll do shit like take pictures with money or showing jewelry or in front of the cars, or I got this nice house on the beach, capping like a motherfucker, because it's probably just the VRBO.
25. I'm telling you right now, there was this girl that I was talking to. We hooked up a few times.
Right.
Gorgeous girl. You met her. Pelican Pub. Not the last one, but the one before. See, this is me talking about my dating life.
The one from New
Year's Eve.
Yeah. She was cool. She's cool as hell, but
I was like one of her seven dudes on a roster, and I haven't heard from her in like 31 days, in like a whole month.
She'll be hitting you up around Valentine's Day.
She hit me up. She wanted me to take her to Gasparilla. I was like, you want me to pay again?
I don't know if you're really supposed to get an air horn for that one. That don't deserve an air horn. Her wanting you to pay, you got to give her like the, you got to get a,
where do I go?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You need that.
Yeah, but she came to the chill room about 3 months ago. She's not over her ex at all. And she was like, so what beer do you guys have on tap?
What?
I'm like, yeah. She came here to the chill room. And I'm like, ooh.
So, all right.
I don't care because that girl, I'm going to hear from her on Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, 420. Memorial Day. I mean,
but is it something that you want to entertain though? You know, no, that's the thing. You wanna...
Like, listen, we're all talking to multiple women at once at times. I've been in relationships in that. And I'm not saying it's different when girls talk to multiple dudes, but when they tell you that they're talking to multiple dudes, and to me, like when I'm on a date with a girl, I know they're talking to other dudes and they know we're talking to other girls.
Right.
But I like that intimacy of the time together just being about them.
Yeah, like respecting that space.
Like knowing that you're probably hooking up with other dudes and that. But when you're together, you appreciate whatever it is. She would talk about her ex-boyfriend. She would talk, I'm like, oh, God. Like, I felt like a nothing. I feel like a nothing burger.
Yeah, I mean, also, but she sort of trusts you to talk about those problems. But, I mean, if you're getting the ass in between, I wouldn't say you can't complain about it because
No. I've had it. It's this other girl I'm hanging out with currently.
Right. And she's cool too. I mean, it would be best just to hang out with her and just,
I'm saying too much, but I'm just the last thing I'll say.
You're definitely saying too much, but it's all good.
The last thing I'll say is the tall girl from last month.
Yeah.
It would take a lot to get laid. It would be buying drinks, but it's other opportunities.
Alcohol tolerance.
The other opportunities I've had, I don't have to spend as much. Okay. I can chill. So, and you know, like the song Best I Ever Had by Drake, obviously,
of course,
that's kind of this segment, you know, like I'm not gonna say who the name is because I know there's probably gonna be another girl that's like, oh, he's not talking about me, and it's like, yeah.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, this following segment's been brought to you by the best kava in Kratom around. Come to the chill room here in Pinellas Park. Let me get the info. It is run by Frank, the kava OG, who is the absolute man. And they also have Mitra 9, which is an official sponsor of Happy Hour. If you go to mitra-9.com and at checkout use keyword Hoppy to save 20%, you will be hooked up with the best deal possible. This is also being brought to you by Astro Bliss Hemp Lemonade. It is this Delta 8 lemonade, bro. Why? So high. This is the right time to use the air horn, not when you're buying drinks to get laid. But when you're drinking that hemp lemonade, bro, that's when you got that.
It's a sure shot.
I have people that don't like when I use the air horn. There's this like fisherman that like goes, I don't like when you use the air horn on your podcast. Well, here's my response. What? You just turned your head. What are you doing? You look all freaked out. We're vibing here. This is also being brought to you by DZBZ Honey, which is the best Delta 8 honey. I don't know if you noticed the genre of sponsors I have for my podcast. A little mind altering.
I like them. I like it. It's a little crystal blue persuasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, with my ADHD, I forgot to play that video. We're going to do the screen sharing here. I want to play the video about the kava bar that also sells booze that is making the kava community look bad. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
How the hell are you going to put a kava and kratom bar next to a bunch of real bars when the whole point is to get either sober or not drink? Oh, and you're also serving beer and wine. What a credible place you
are. I woke up this morning after I did that. And I was
like this.
I was like, I don't regret making that, but I was like, wow, that was really aggressive. You ever make a social media
post? At least you didn't get into a fight, you know?
Yeah, I just can't go there. I was like, man, hope that doesn't bite me in the ass, but I'm going to speak my mind. How are you going to have a kava bar that also has booze?
Well, I mean, you know, again, that's looking at downtown St. Pete, obviously you see how busy it's become and what it is as far as, like, you know, the party destination. So,
but it makes,
I can see a business trying to capitalize on that. Because how many kava spots are downtown? I know you got, like, Grassroots.
Steep Station.
What Steep Station? Places. Is that First South?
So, yeah, something like that. They have parties. Okay. It's more, kava and kratom has to deal with so much crap from boomers that don't like that it's replacing Big Pharma. Big Pharma doesn't like that it's replacing Big Pharma. And then when you mix it with alcohol, it makes the average person think that it's equivalent.
No, you're not supposed to mix it with alcohol at all. How I understood it is that, you know, the people that go to the kava and the kratom spots, a lot of times people that could be either trying to, you know, they could be recovering from alcoholism, or it could be something that they just don't want to drink alcohol anymore. And the kava and the kratom is a much healthier option.
And the thing is, you're not supposed to
get the same effects, but
you're not supposed to mix it.
Yeah, no, and then you're at a place.
What are you doing?
I was an idiot and mixed it one time, and it was like, yeah,
wasn't the right thing. What happened, 25, when you mixed it?
I was just hungover like shit. I had, you know, what do you call it, indigestion. I mean, I already have a little belly anyway, but
I got to talk about this.
A little constipation.
Speaking of indigestion, oh my God. So I got paid on Friday, so I was like, I'm going to go grocery shopping. So I go grocery shopping. Usually I go to Aldi's. Aldi's has solid food.
Mm-hmm.
It works. It's edible. It's nothing elite. It's not top-notch food, but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I go, you know what? I'm going to go to Pinellas Park Walmart.
Huh, mistake.
So last night, remember when we were in the main room and I said I was going to save this for the air?
Yeah.
It's something I learned from Rover. You save everything for the air. I go, I'm going to get this honey barbecue chicken tenders.
Oh, that was another fucking mistake. Bro, that was two mistakes.
Tyson's.
Bro, okay, all right. Let me tell you right now.
Tommy.
So you going to that Pinellas Park Walmart. When did you go?
10 o'clock at night.
And what day? Was it a Friday?
Saturday last night.
Oh, that was a fucking
right before
10 p.m. Saturday. That's like going, okay, 10 p.m. on a Saturday night going to Pinellas Park Walmart.
Yeah.
It's like saying that I want to take a comfortable walk down Bayshore on the day of the fucking day parade. That shit ain't going to happen, bro. You're not going to have a comfortable walk on Gasparilla Day.
Bro.
It's going to be so busy and crazy at 10 at night. Ain't no telling who you're going to run into.
Dude.
That's crazy.
Nobody was there and I got my
food. You're a brave fella.
I am. You know what happened, though? I don't like getting scatological on this show because there's radio shows that will play farts on air and you have to guess who's there is and it's hacky. And I think poop humor is like the lowest of low. So yeah. I don't talk about farts and poop on this show. I talk about sex, but not that.
Is constipation a part of that too?
All right, but we're not doing like jokes about it in games.
Well, all right. I was going to say, because I did just talk about it, but it wasn't really a joke.
You're
fine.
You're talking about being human. I'm telling you though, bro, last night on the toilet at like 4:30 a.m.,
yeah.
I was in like pain, bro. I was like, oh, it's horrible. I wouldn't wish it upon my worst enemy. The way I felt last night, forget waterboarding terrorists. I would literally have terrorists feel the way I was. It was like 4:30 a.m. And of course, it's the one day that I get to sleep in that I'm like, it's affecting my sleep. And I'm like, and then my cat's watching me and I close the bathroom door. I'm like, get out of here.
Were you able to take a shit though?
I mean, it was done, but it was disgusting. It was 4:30 a.m. I'm sleepy.
Man, that's like the best time. I'll take a shit at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I like it 8 a.m.
I'll throw my Hugh Hefner smoking jacket, sit out front, smoke a little.
I got my Hugh Hefner shades on.
Yeah, I like them.
I got my Hugh Hefner video that has 1,000 views on YouTube.
Getting jiggy with it.
Yeah.
those glasses.
I just told you. Yeah. I just told you that we weren't going to get scatological, and then we did. So we're going to move on.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Yo, you like this voice changer?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Yeah. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856.
49 Hoppy.
It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Dude, I don't think you realize how famous you are. My show gets a lot of views, but we have a lot of live viewers right now because of you being here, because I tagged you on Facebook.
I'm famous?
I would say so.
I like to think that I'm famous, but I think that, you know.
You're famous within a very bizarre universe.
Yeah, I'm like a well-known, I am a well-known unknown.
Yeah,
face.
Me too. Like, I feel like I don't want to say
which is cool.
In a like weird that. Way, I think we're. I hope you take this the right way. I feel like our radio paths were very similar. Just the type of show, like the show I worked on, Cow Show, is literally a spinoff. I've always described Cowhead as like, you know, on like the iPhone, when you can do an audiobook at half speed.
Right.
I just describe Cowhead as a half speed Bubba, just a slow talking.
Good morning.
You worked with Bubba, who's very fast talking. So I feel like that's why we bond, is we both have, I don't want to use the word trauma when it comes to radio, but we both dealt with shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you know, again, working with Bubba, it was something that I learned a whole bunch.
Learn a lot, but you also
definitely
have
a lot, but
there's a weird mix where, like, listeners don't know, like, the actual truth. You'll get the Facebook comments that are like,
oh, you idiot. You ruined everything. Even though you were part-time and not being paid anything and had a program director that didn't believe in you and told you all these awful things but had you do his job.
I was like, you weren't there? You didn't get it?
I'm liking these sound effects, man.
I got this new podcast board. It's also nice recording at the chill room.
Shit,
we're not in
cool.
My ghetto apartment. My apartment's not ghetto, but for a podcast... That was a very weird.
Well, episode. You want to be the thing is that, but being
be
at your apartment, also, but being at your apartment, you're creating like that comfortable setting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you think about like this is 2024, what's happened? You know, what was like one of the biggest things that's happened this year with
what?
Cat Williams being on? You know, was it Shannon Sharp show?
Right? Yeah.
So with him going on Shannon's show, you got to figure he was comfortable enough in the setting that he was able to talk shit about so many people that it shook the internet up for weeks, bro.
Matt Gardner chimes in because we need the approval of Matt Gardner. Without the approval of Matt Gardner, we're not going to make it in life. And Matt Gardner said, the sound effects are awful and the mix of your sound is kind of bad. Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate you watching.
Hey,
damn
bro.
It. I'm now my life, because Matt Gardner doesn't like my podcast.
How the hell am I going to live?
I never really care about comments.
I'm just
saying?
Looking through it.
What are they saying? What's being said, bro?
25 Cent commented. He said, this is when you know I have ADHD. Radio has done this before. When they read Facebook comments on air or tweets and they give themselves their own fan base and then they spend segments reading it and you're like.
Yeah, so you can't get caught up in the comments. That's why I never read comments.
Yeah, you really don't read comments.
No, I mean you can't, because you could read some shit and you could be, you could have like a whole bunch of people that's showing you love, and then it'd be like one person be like, "You suck big fat monkey donkey dicks," yeah. And that one that
do
says
you
suck big fat monkey donkey dicks is gonna be the one that's gonna stick on your brain.
I didn't know you
the whole weekend.
I didn't know you smoked that or you sucked on that.
I don't suck anything.
No, you don't. Yeah. 856. 49 Hoppy.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying, though. It'll be that one comment, because you know you want to do good. You want to do good. You want to be like, you know, everybody like me.
No.
But it's always going to be somebody out there that's like, you know, this guy's a big fat piece of shit.
All right, we're going to move on because I quit caring. I just was reading a comment. You're giving them power too when you do that stuff.
Yeah, man.
Hoppy Hot Topic.
If you live in a big big city, you probably think your city has the worst traffic in the whole country. Well, according to location technology company TomTom, that dubious distinction goes to New York City. Yeah.
How the hell is Tampa Bay not on that list? It's New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Boston, and Chicago.
What's going on? What is this?
Yes. On average, commuters in the Big Apple spend about 25 minutes in their vehicles for every 6 mile stretch of road. I actually think it's worse.
I think it's worse.
Hoda is the most annoying person I've ever heard on TV, so we're not going to play it. By the way.
Hoda Kotb?
Yeah, whatever her name is.
Hoda Kotb. Imagine?
Yeah, that... You know her name?
Yeah.
You must be a big fan of Hoda. You must think Hoda's amazing.
Well, no, so I like a lot of the different news people, right?
Who's your favorite?
So one of my favorite, I got a couple of favorite local people, right? Obviously, like some of them, they're not on TV anymore, I don't think, but like Reggie Roundtree.
Legend. You know,
definitely one of my favorites. But one of them was Josh Thomas. Josh Thomas used to be on, so he was here. I think he's still here locally, but I loved him because he had a real, like, proper cadence when he talked. But when I met the brother, like, he was cool as shit. But I grew up with him back home in Baltimore, and I remembered him hearing him down here. So when I would be working for the show, we'd be getting news or whatever, and Josh Thomas would be on, especially after the weekend. He'd come on, and he always would have the same, you know, intro. And he was one of my favorite people. So him, Reggie Roundtree.
You know who's awesome? You know whose show I produced at the Bone was Al Keck.
Al Keck.
He was the old sportscaster from the 90s. That might have been before you were here.
It was, yeah, that was
he
before.
Did some work with Bubba, too.
Okay.
You know who's awesome, too? Mike Deason.
Yeah.
Mike Deason's a boss, like Mike bro. Deason.
Mike Deason. I'm trying to think some of the new people. Not new people.
You know who's got the best job ever?
Dia Riley, I always thought she was cool.
She's good. You know who I got a crush on? You know who I would marry, even though she's very well married, is Jen Epstein. That is one beautiful girl.
Yeah, that was one of Bubba's favorites, Jen Epstein.
Of course it was.
She was is she still local?
Yeah, she does the morning show. I like that morning show on Fox. Russell Rhodes is good. Charlie Belcher's got the best job ever. It's National Donut Day. Let's take I am jealous of Charlie Belcher.
Charlie Belcher's just a cool ass dude, though.
He's awesome. Like,
He's around his town at all different businesses and local establishments. Yeah.
He's been doing it like as long as I've been alive, which I don't want to make him feel old. And I've hung out with him when he would go on Drew's show, and he's so cool, dude.
I don't think I've ever hung out with him, but he's just a cool dude.
The thing
he's
though
a cool,
about Charlie,
all around fella.
The thing about Charlie Belcher though, and this is just me saying an opinion. It's not anything that I've ever been told. Mm-hmm. He has to be clean at all times. Like me and you. If we're feeling like getting a lap dance, we can go to Baby Dolls and get a lap dance. Charlie Belcher can't go anywhere.
Yeah, because everyone sees Charlie Belcher's face on everything. That'd be like seeing Mickey Mouse get a lap dance. You know what I mean? Like you can't once you see Mickey Mouse getting that lap dance, you obviously can't. The kids are gonna be like, oh my God, what's going on? You know?
That's what I'm saying.
It would freak people, it would freak the kids out. The parents wouldn't care, but the parents would have to, you know, they have to explain to the kids, listen, honey, you know, every now and then, Mickey Mouse, he has needs too. He's got something that's going on in those little black trousers.
Is that the creepiest way to describe sex or what? Has needs.
I mean, I don't know if that's a creepy way to describe sex because you have people that's in jail that are like, you know, I had needs too.
Yeah. You know who has needs? TikTok. They have this going on for them right now on Happy Hour.
Oh, Happy Hot Topic.
With TikTok, one of the world's largest music companies, is pulling its songs from the social media app. Universal Music Group, which represents the likes of Taylor Swift and Coldplay, says it has failed to reach a new deal with the social media giant over artist compensation. TikTok responded to that, saying it is sad and disappointing that Universal Music has put their own greed above the interests of their artists and songwriters.
Yeah, I think this is actually good for TikTok because I hope this helps independent musicians and rappers and people like that. I hope this helps them get their word out because now you can't play music off of TikTok like Drake.
Was it something that it was more like a likeness thing that they didn't want them using, you know, some of that stuff with their artificial intelligence? And
let's find out right here.
Songwriters, starting today, the music takedown will be in effect, so you can expect to see those songs disappearing from videos on the TikTok platform. We should mention Universal Music Group has no relationship to our parent company, NBC Universal.
No one cares, Carson. No one went, I was hoping they didn't have an affiliation. You love when the news reporters add something that doesn't matter.
So it's one of those things where it's like, hold up, man. Y'all ain't paying what, like ASCAP fees and all that shit? So because they ain't paying the fees, it's like y'all can't play our shit. Pretty Damn, much. That's going to fuck up a lot of people's videos, especially if they're huge Taylor Swift fans.
And they're all muted now?
Yeah, there's a lot
They're going to have to actually find actual talent and not being a creepy Swiftie. Can we discuss the fact that Swifties is like a cult? Can we talk about that real quick?
I don't know if it's more of a cult than it. I mean, that's the what fan is it, base. Then? You know?
I don't like it. I think it's creepy.
I don't know if all the Swifties would at one time drink, you know, Wouldn't like a cult be something where what was that one cult where they all got together, drink a Kool-Aid, dive with like the same shoes it's and all just, that shit on?
Have you ever gone on?
I don't think
they
do that.
Have you ever gone on a date with a Swiftie?
I don't know.
It's their identity.
So I'll tell you this though. All right, so with DJing on the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could be playing different music, and depending on the crowds that are coming in, you'll have like the bachelorette crowds, the birthday parties, the girls that come up, like, hey, can you play this for me? And, you know, I don't mind playing. I like requests because I like when people come in asking for different things because I like to be, you know, a little versatile with different music tastes.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that I've noticed is that, you know, you can usually identify a Swiftie with them just like in any kind of dance music. You know what I mean? You can, if you got like a good Whitney Houston that you threw on some Michael Jackson, or if you have some, I mean, it could be anything, Prince or whatever. You throw some Swift on after that. The girls go crazy, you know, and if you have a whole bunch of girls in the bar, a lot of times they might even sing the whole fucking song. It happened. It didn't happen last night. It happened last weekend. And, you know, when the Baltimore Ravens fucking choked the way they did. Oh, I was so heartbroken, bro.
I know.
So heartbroken. You're it wasn't Taylor Baltimore. Swift's fault. It wasn't her fault. And Travis Kelce, they just played a good damn game and beat the Ravens ass. They
People
choked.
Have messaged me and been like, why do you talk bad about their relationship? Because it's fake. And no real world would Swift date Travis. Travis has been known as a cheater. He's been known as a douchebag in real life. And if they were in high school, she was a theater nerd. It's like the theater nerd who's cute dating the jock. He's a known douchebag. And
is he really?
Yeah, like, from what I've read online.
A lot of that stuff I miss out on because
I read all the tabloids. I go to a lot of websites to like,
yeah.
like, it's not fake news, but it's like the unreported ones. There's one guy named who's a legend. Mm-hmm. His name is Robert Little.
Okay.
He does blacksportsonline.com, and he'll share DMs of like side chicks of NBA players. He's like better than TMZ. And there's just been reports before about him. I think Travis has probably already cheated. Without a doubt.
Well, see, this is what I mean. The one thing about that. You know, again, if you listen to any type of music and you know any kind of Taylor Swift, most dudes would be like, I don't know that music. But I mean, if you're around any kind of women that like music, a lot of times they have some type of a Taylor Swift or a Beyonce or
Mary J. Blige
is something that they like, a Sam Smith, you know, a Katy Perry.
Unmatch a girl.
Yeah.
If I see that she's an obsessed Swiftie, that's just boring. Because, yeah. I mean, that's all you're going to talk about.
Is that all Swifties talk about? No, that's weird, man.
I had a Friends of Benefits last year who was very delightful. But at that time, I actually helped her get the Era Tour tickets. I waited in line for Ticketmaster because I got off of work at like 8 a.m. because I was producing sports radio at that time.
Okay.
And she was so grateful. But it was like, I don't, it's just a cold, bro.
Well, now let me ask you this. All right. So
ask me,
do you think that the girls, right? You
yeah.
think that the girls, when you go on these dates and stuff and that you may match up with, do you think that is something that they may bring up Taylor Swift to talk about Taylor Swift to troll you to see what your response
yes.
might be?
Yes.
They do that to see what your response is. Depending on your response, then it'll be like something where either they'll unmatch, you know,
mm-hmm.
What would you call it? You know, block you on the cell phone, mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram, to mm-hmm. never be seen again.
Yeah, I think so.
That's interesting.
It's that important to them.
That is interesting. I mean, it's like, you know, it's again, I used to think that the Spanish people would be trolling me when they would come in and be like, can you play some Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
Until I started actually I got probably 22 Bad Bunny songs in my playlist to the point that they don't even got to come ask me no more. Can you play some Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
Motherfucker ain't asked me for Bad Bunny in months.
What do you think of Bad Bunny?
Is it one of those? I like Bad Bunny.
I think he's solid.
I like, I mean, well, I can't really say if he's solid because I don't really know shit about Latin artists. But
yeah, I mean,
I know his shit be popping, but and he has some songs that sound very much like 90s hip hop. He's got this one that sounds like Nas Phone Tap from back in, well, not Nas, but the Firm Phone Tap.
Yeah.
I just don't know what the fuck they saying. If you know, you hear somebody talking shit to another person, sound like another dude said he gonna bust a cap in him. I'm not sure. He'd have been talking about going to get some food later.
You know what I like? I like 2000s rap music. That is my vibe, like, bro.
Give me some artists. Like who you like the
Dumb
like
Franchise Ludacris? Boys, Webby, Ludacris, okay. Chingy, Nelly, 50
Jeezy,
Cent.
Gucci.
You know what song I listen to when I drive to work to get pumped up is Many Men.
Yeah.
I love that's a deep song, bro.
See, I like Many Men was one of my first favorites. That one, 50 Cent had another song called Round Here that it was just like a it was like it like 50 Cent is your bully's bully. You know what I mean? He's what you would call like an apex rapper. He'd be the rapper to go after the other rappers that are that would consider themselves bullies. Like that no one really fucks with 50. Like Styles P is another apex rapper. Like MF Doom, in my opinion, I felt like he was one too. Rest
Dude,
in peace.
It was opinion. Sad when he died.
Yeah.
That was sad. It's sad when people die. I don't like that.
I mean, you know, it's a part of life.
Yeah.
But still, it sucks to lose the ones, especially like, especially when it comes to artists that you don't know, you never met them, don't know shit about them, except for the art that they brought onto the world.
Yeah.
And you appreciate them for that art, though. Well, you know, MF Doom, a Nipsey Hussle for sure.
Dude, Check Me Out by Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That song is good.
That like you gotta figure Nipsey Hussle like his with Victory Lap, you had Mailbox Money,
Check Me
Ocean
Out,
Ocean Views,
Check Me Out.
He has some dope ass shit.
We'll be right back and we'll keep checking me out or whatever.
Happy hour, happy hour,
happy hour. We'll be right back.
This following segment's been brought to you by the best printing company in all the Bay Area, westchaseprinting.com. I have my business cards. They're not with me right now. But if you go to westchaseprinting.com and at checkout, you use keyword Hoppy, like all my sponsors, you can save 20%.
I can get a whole bunch of stuff printed. Actually, I need some new business cards. So.
Westchaseprinting.com. Tell Tona I sent you. This is also being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. You see these guns? You see that I work out, my friend?
I'm looking at those guns.
I know, I'm being obnoxious. If you go to AmirAcademy.com, you can sign up for women's self-defense classes, kids MMA classes. There's boxing bags in there. I'll just punch that bag.
Yeah.
Think about awful program directors and radio.
You want to get them in like a rear naked choke?
Yeah.
Probably won't be punching like that, though.
Yeah, that's probably why my boxing record is 1-3.
Happy hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
And now for something completely different.
Call Hoppy now.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
All right, 25 Cent is going to the bathroom real quick. So while 25 Cent goes to the bathroom, I'm going to play you guys a song that I produced 11 years ago. Now, it doesn't sound the best, but I think it sounds pretty good. It's called Man Down with My Friends. It was Shad the Poet and Callie Farrell were these two kids that I went to high school with, and they made this rap song, and we're going to play it right now on the award-winning, amazing podcast that you are listening to. Oh, am I talking myself up or what? Known as Hoppy Hour.
Yeah. Niggas don't know how hard it fucking took. How hard it fucking took me to get here. even to fucking record this song. It's like shit was going against me. You think I give a fuck about none of that shit? Hell no, man. What you? Shut up.
Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, them shots fire. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down.
Man down.
That's a man down.
Yeah,
that's a man down. Yeah. Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, them shots fire. Run up on a nigga then he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down.
They call me Swizzy, nigga,
I'm Swizzy.
Cause that's my nickname. I mark this rap game and call that shit Sting. These lames ain't shit, nigga,
ain't shit.
Although they shit lame. I'm saying fuck these hoes, and then your bitch came. But I might get her name,
yeah.
I know she'll let me,
I know.
And we can kick it, girl,
yeah.
And call that Jet Li. I'll beat that pussy up, that's what's my bet, G. And now I gave her another reason to say nobody hit it like this. Ill type of shows, ill type of clothes, ill type of ass ring, ill type of hoes. Tell all my haters go on maybe speaking if they ain't learned my ill type of flows. Ill type of grind, money on my mind. You can find me in the lab working like overtime. Nobody ever hit the track like me. Shed on the beat and you know that's heat, nigga.
Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, them shots fire. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down, yeah, that's a man down. Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fired. Them shots fired, yeah, them shots fired. Run up on a nigga and he drop.
Yeah.
That's a man down. That's a man down, yeah, that's a man down.
Funny how friendship often turn to hatred. When they see you doing bad, they won't help you make
they
it
won't.
I don't leave my life to chance, I go out and take
I
it
do.
That's why I gotta make it. That's why I gotta make
I
it
do.
All my haters get no recognition.
I
remember when niggas ain't had no pot to piss in. My opposition is usually fucking optimistic, but that can't help them when hollow tips leaving bodies missing.
Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fire. Them shots fire. Yeah, them shots fire. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down. Run up on a nigga like pop. Them shots fired. Them shots fired. Yeah, them shots fired. Run up on a nigga and he drop. That's a man down. That's a man down. Yeah, that's a man down.
Live life good, baby. Fuck all your haters, eh?
Fuck all my haters.
I'm screaming fuck all mine.
Real nigga shit.
Shad, we gotta shine, you feel me?
Hey. That's real, nigga.
That's how you kill it.
That's how you do it.
If you didn't know.
What'd you think of this 25? Let me see here.
I think it's pretty good, man.
I
was looking
that.
To see what's his name? What's his young brother's name?
Pharoah Kelly.
Pharoah Kelly.
Shad the Poet. It's on my YouTube page.
Okay.
Ryan Hoppy.
Yeah, I need to stop being lazy and just, you know, start podcasting and shit.
Yeah, look at this reaction, bro. I tagged you.
I got some things to say. I guess
I tagged you, and look, we got like all this shit going on. Look at all these comments.
Okay, oh, that's cool, man.
All right, we got about 10 minutes left, so we're gonna read the comments real quick. What's up, brother? 25, DeAndre, it's your show.
My boy, Mexican Bob. What up, Bob? I ain't seen Bob in a minute, bro.
Someone said,
shit, change.
Said let 25 cook. Does that mean let you talk?
Yeah, that's change.
25 knows about hacky shows. I do too.
What's that?
The terrible sound, but da 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 da. Yeah, so that's cool. We got to do this more. God, you are so busy, bro. As a welder, dude, you're always working.
Well, what I'm doing is I design for the welders, right? So
yeah.
You got the welders who they're the fabricators, I guess, or not, I guess. But
so what do you do during the day? What
during
is
the day? I'm designing.
What is the 9 to 5 of 25?
So a lot of times I'm either trying to design projects. I am estimating projects so I can get it out to customers, going through getting measurements and all that shit. And then between that, also, you know, going in some time looking at what the guys are doing and trying to learn welding. But eventually, you know, I've done a little bit of aluminum welding and how the the guys are showing me, you know, I guess aluminum is one of the more difficult ones to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as he's showing me that, he's showing me the harder one first. So, you know, once I get that concept, the other ones will come a little bit more natural to me. But right now, it's, you know, we're more of a smaller custom shop. So we do a lot of custom welds, a lot of custom projects that I'm going out and doing the installations for too. So it's been good, man. And then between that, just DJing and stuff on the weekend. So, you know, usually Sundays are my chill days, and then and it's like I feel like getting more busy. Maybe I'm looking to add another DJ night just because I like music and shit.
I don't want to add pressure to you, DeAndre. Or Broderick, I'm thinking of 25.
Change. Well, yeah, because Change was on it. What up, Change? One time to my G, Change.
I messed that bit up.
Sorry. Broderick, is there any way you'd want to, like, we're getting a huge response here. And I'm pretty sure Todd's going to probably talk about this tomorrow. Is there any way you'd want to do this on Sunday?
Yeah, I could do Sundays.
Because this is better than during the week when I got to go to bed by 11 and you get off of work at 10:15. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I could
I
do
love
Sunday.
These sound effects. This is fun. This
yeah, you like Sunday fun days, man. I'm cool with that.
Hell yeah. Knuckle to that. All right. Let me see how long we've been doing the show. We've been hanging out. We've been doing a show for 51 minutes. Time flies when you're just playing news clips. All right. Let me see what I can. Oh, I love this right here. This made me laugh. Right here on.
You might not be able to get his girlfriend, but you can get his haircut.
When you're running the video, because you got to tell that my production team is me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
I didn't have the sound turned up on the video. Silly Ryan Hoppy.
You might not be able to get his girlfriend, but you can get his haircut.
Can Travis Kelce's popularity soar any higher? Apparently so. A new poll says he tops the list of football players Americans want as their next door neighbor.
So he can bang their wives? Like, why would he want to hang out?
But see, this is the thing, though. This is why motherfuckers don't like the relationship that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift has.
Why? I don't like it.
Because you have other news channels and outlets that are going out and finding this shit to talk about. It ain't like Kelce saying, hey, you know a cool haircut? You know, I'm a good fucking neighbor. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about that, bro. Like, let's unravel this shit. It ain't like this motherfucker is going out and saying, you know what? I need to go out and do a poll with everyone that lives around me. No, these motherfuckers is finding stories.
I love that.
So they can actually track, so they can grab his name and put it into a fucking a news article, a fucking YouTube channel. So people be like, oh, so what's going on with Taylor Swift today? Because it's the media, bro. It's like they're not gonna make me start hating Shake It Off. I like Shake It Off.
And now his,
you know what song I like?
Yeah,
is We're Never Gonna Get Back Together.
That's a good one.
That's a bop, bro. We're never ever gonna get back together.
But when you play again, when you play that one in the clubs, like, so bro, a lot of times, man, like I'll do some shit, like I'll do something real, I don't know, crazy. I'll play.
What's the craziest thing you've done?
I've done some real stupid shit when it comes into music, but I'll throw some Alchemist on, and then right after some Alchemist, I'll mix that shit with some Taylor Swift.
You know what I like?
I've done it.
That you did last night was you played that heartbreak song and then played a song about love.
Yeah,
I noticed that.
I'll do that quick. I always do the. I wouldn't say responses, but you know, I'll do my response to them.
It shows that you're an attentive DJ.
Yeah,
it shows that you know what you're doing. 25.
I just like to try a different flow, and it's fun. Like, for me, it's still fun. So it's one of those things that if I hear a song, it's like, oh shit, I got a tune in my head. Like Wednesday night, I got out of work late, and I was still home chilling, and I was like, you know what, I feel like going to play. So I went down to the Pelican. I played from 9:30 until midnight.
Hell yeah. What time did you have to get up the next morning?
I had to get up at 5, but
that's hard.
It wasn't too bad because I only had 2 shots the night before. You know what I mean?
You
I
didn't need
get
a
too
lot
bad.
Of sleep. I need sleep.
It depends. You know what I mean? Like if it was a day like Thursday going in, I knew what I had planned already. So I had a couple estimates. I think I had to go out and do like a quick little survey and shit, but wasn't anything where I needed to, you know, a lot of energy for. But when I do need that energy, I stop by this spot called The Blend. Have you been seeing the little coffee spots popping up all in the area?
Yeah.
They take over the old Checkers, right? And The Blend, bro, their coffee is very, very much on the level with Starbucks. If you ask me, maybe a little bit better. And they have different options.
Anything's better than Starbucks, to be honest. The coffee that Halea made us was better than Starbucks.
That coffee that she made was
here
good.
Here at the Chill Room of Pinellas Park.
You ever heard of the Hog Batch? So there's these two brothers that they make a coffee whiskey blend. Their coffee beans are like they make them in whiskey barrels, and they're very like pot. They're in different cafes all over town. But these guys are right over downtown St. Pete, Central Avenue.
I think I've seen it.
You should try them out too. What like, especially those, if you like a good coffee.
What about those smoke shops that are up and down, that portable smoke shop thing?
Oh, the ones downtown?
Yeah.
I think they're brilliant. They're brilliant.
Smart. Yeah. You can get Delta 8 for $12.
Yeah.
Expensive.
I mean, you can get some of the, you know, you get the CDTs, you get the CDAs and all that. What's the other ones? Because they're just different blends of, you know, the CB of the plant, and there's different strains of like CBD. I don't even know. When I was helping my buddy out, because he was building the site at that time, I think it was like 14 different strains that they had, you know, were working on, or they had found like in the plant. I don't know what the fuck it is now, just looking at the different things they're coming out with the gummies and all that. My brother was here at the beginning of the month. He had a whole bunch of gummies. All we did was do gummies, drink Crown, and chilled.
Hell yeah.
It was an awesome New Year's Eve. Got to hang with my brother, sister-in-law. It was great. Now I'm talking too much. I think it's
you're talking well enough. I keep getting you guys mixed up. It's weird. James said I needed to let 25 cook, so I'm letting you cook.
Oh, you know what? You are letting me cook.
Hell yeah.
I'm in the kitchen right now. I'm in the kitchen. I'm cooking. Look at the flick of the wrist.
I want to show you this right here. Alec Baldwin pleads not guilty.
Now to Alec Baldwin, who for a second time has entered a not guilty plea to the charge of involuntary manslaughter.
How is he not guilty? Like, I know he's doing that because he doesn't want to, like, go to jail or whatever, but, like, it's so obvious he did it. Well, and it took forever for them to prosecute him.
Well, see, I don't know if it's the question of whether he did it or not, because obviously he shot her with the gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the real question should be, who was the handler of the guns?
Yes.
Because if you have guns on a movie set, and the only reason I know this is because I worked with a friend of mine on movies, Mike, and also Tony. Tony was actually a grip for different movie productions over the years, and he's also an electrician, so I learned that from him as well. But with guns on a movie, you have to have like an armorer. The armorer is the one that's supposed to have certain types of guns that they use, and they have to make sure that the guns are clear, or what they would call clear on the site, as far as, you know, them having any ammo or whatever in the gun. And a lot of the guns that they use for the movies, they don't even have a lot of times those clips. So they're supposed to have like a pin at the front of it. So really, the person that is the armorer should technically be on the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's going on as far as the whole Alec Baldwin thing, but you know, it's not like he loaded it. He's not loading the gun himself. All he's doing is being given the gun that they give him to shoot for that scene.
Let's find out.
You have to see exactly how they did it on the site, like who was handling the gun.
Over the death of Russ cinematographer Halena Hutchins.
One more.
If convicted, the father of eight faces up to 18 months in prison.
I hate when they say that. He's not going to get anything.
Well, I mean, 18 months for killing the person still ain't that bad. So,
but he's not going to get it. He's not going to go to prison. You think Alec Baldwin's going to prison? Get the hell out of here.
I mean, I don't know. They took, what's his name, the prison?
Who?
You got R. Kelly in prison. You got Danny Masterson, I think, getting ready to go to prison.
That's a good point.
If he ain't there already, you got, what's his name? Madoff?
Bernie
he's
Madoff?
In prison?
He's dead.
Oh, yeah. He is dead.
Yeah.
Smoke more weed, B.
Mm-hmm.
Similar charges were dropped in April, but prosecutors say they have new evidence and additional facts after performing forensic tests on the gun.
The trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger. I would never point a gun at anyone.
I didn't like that interview where he was, it's like, of course you pulled it. Who else pulled it?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch any of that.
And
interview.
That was George Stephanopoulos, who's another liberal defending another liberal. And I'm not political. I don't vote, but it was just obvious.
Yeah, but.
Come on now.
We can agree that politics is fucked up.
Yeah. Did you see Joe Biden won South Carolina? I didn't know he was going up against anybody. They're like, they made a video of him on Twitter thanking everybody for voting in South Carolina. I'm like, who else was there?
Yeah.
Yeah. The other candidate that we were given. Who? Fuck politics. It's the worst.
Man, you see that Carl Weathers passed away?
That made me sad. Did you ever see? Here's how you know I'm a little younger. I didn't know his movies, but he did a short-lived sitcom with Michael Strahan like 15 years ago called Brothers, where it was Michael was like a former football player, and he moved in with his brother who was in a wheelchair.
Was it like only a pilot season type of thing? I don't remember.
Brothers. Let me get it here. I want to get it on Happy TV because now we can actually do it.
Right.
Michael Strahan sitcom. It was like a very bad sitcom, but this is how you know I'm a little bit of an elder millennial. I literally taped it all on VHS. I have it somewhere.
Elder millennial.
All right. Hey, thank you. I appreciate that, 25. I appreciate you complimenting the host while you're on the show. Here's the video.
You know, we're about to have both of them in this house at the same time.
Hey, mama.
Hello, son.
Hey, Pop.
Oh, yeah.
You look great, man.
In fact, I'm in the best shape of my life. Hit me. Come on. Hit me. You afraid you hurt your little hand?
The show was great.
I was always a Carl Weathers fan, man. But I don't think anybody watched it besides me.
I think I was the one person. It was on for like 13 episodes. I think I was the one person that watched it. So I think I was the one person that watched Brothers. By the way, I didn't have cable growing up. Two fascinating things. First of all, I didn't have TV during 9/11, so I didn't know what 9/11 looked like until YouTube came out. And I was at the library crying. I was like, 9/11 sad. I didn't have TV. That's how I got into radio. Second of all, I've never had cable. I have cable now because my boomer uncle gave me his password.
You have a Zumo box?
I have a few streaming platforms, but I'm canceling them.
Yeah.
So I need to get that box. But what I'm telling you is I would only watch NBC, ABC. We didn't even get CBS on our bunny ears. So we got ABC, ABC, NBC, CW, and then it was UPN as well, WB, and Fox. So I watched whatever was on every year.
Yeah, that's sort of what we would do growing up.
Yeah.
Like we would have back in the day, like Saturdays and stuff, you have Kung Fu Theater, then they would have like scary movie, I forget what they would call it. Like a horror theater type of thing.
How about this? Have you ever seen this? I wasn't really around for this, but have you heard of Homeboys in Outer Space?
No, but I heard of The Brother from Another Planet.
This is considered one of the worst sitcoms of all time. And it was on UPN in the 90s. We're just going to watch a minute of it. We're just fucking around. We're almost done with the show.
Space. What a cool place. So calm. So tranquil. So full of love.
We're going to die. We're going to die.
Homeboys in Outer Space.
I knew I should have listened to my horoscope. It said I'm going to
die. Yeah, that's Flex.
What?
That's Flex Jones.
Yeah, this is from like 96.
Yeah, I like Flex.
Pull yourself together. In our many years of intergalactic battle, we've been through worse fates than this. What do you want me to do? Break down?
Oh, and that's I forget his name, but he was in the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
I mean, Different World.
Yeah, yeah.
The company.
So there's that Homeboys in Outer Space. I love looking up. This is how weird I am. I love looking up like rare sitcoms. I love that.
Yeah.
That like sitcom that was on for like 9 episodes.
One of the things I started doing Max, you know, like HBO merged with Max or whatever. And
yeah.
Shit.
I call it HBO Max. I will not call it Max.
It's still HBO Max to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey, yeah, these motherfuckers changed their name too much. Like just make one name, HBO Max. Motherfucking shit. It was HBO Go and HBO Now, and now it's HBO Max. Go. Now you just want us to call you Max.
And it sounds awkward in a social discussion. Did you see that new show on Max? And you're like, what's that?
Yeah, like, you know, just because one is owning the other, like, we don't need to fucking know the guy. Just keep one universal name, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I like HBO Max.
I like Adult Swim. I watch, dude, there's new episodes of Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah,
that's the greatest show ever. I adore Aqua Teen.
Yeah, we used to watch what was that show? No, Adventure Burman. Time.
Oh, that's so good when you're high, smoking a little weed.
Yeah,
watch LSP. Adventure Time.
Yeah, LSP.
Have you seen Apple and Banana or I forget what it's called? I'm saying Apple and Onion.
No.
It's like a British Adventure Time.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
I haven't seen it, but if it's a British show, if it's a British show, it's probably pretty fucked up and dark humor. So I like that.
And it's for kids, but it's not really for kids. Here.
They say no cartoons for kids, but I mean, you know, there are.
Let me see if I can. I'm going to get. This is an hour in. So if you are going, why are you guys playing videos? You've been listening for an hour. Thank you, baby. Let me get a trailer.
You've been chilling with us. We've been sitting here for an hour. Oh, we have. I think I might go to Zaxby's on the way home.
That sounds good. Yeah. Here's Apple and Onion right here on Hoppy Hour. 856-49 Hoppy.
Our friends are here. Soon we'll hear their names be called one and all. He's shaped like a log and his name is Hot Dog. She's got ketchup up high. She's called French Fry. She is fine and dandy.
Yeah.
Isn't this great?
This would definitely be a cartoon that I would sit and
smoke weed to.
It'd be a terrible cartoon.
One of my dreams growing up was to make an adult cartoon.
Yeah.
I wanted to that's like one of my dreams is to make an a cartoon like that.
Yeah, I didn't I just like designing, man. That's what I like to do as a kid. Like doing like radio and podcasting and broadcasting and DJing and music and stuff. I always loved the music. Like my brother, he had his own turntables and shit growing up. He's 10 years older than I am. So I got a lot of my music taste from my brother, but he has a different style altogether.
Kirk McEwen from who you grew up
listening to. Yeah, 98 Rock in Baltimore, man.
He has a brother named Mark McEwen who's 10 years older. Mm-hmm. And Mark's the reason why Kirk is in radio. And Kirk said the same thing on my podcast last week. Was watching older brother do this thing.
Yeah.
Made him want to go on the radio.
Kirk McEwen, man. That was like the original 98 Rock that we would listen to back home in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Like we grew up with them. Big Fat Morning Show.
It's the best 98 Rock, to be honest.
Yeah, it was. Is so. How many other 98 Rocks are
there? There's one in Sacramento that my friend Abe Cannon is doing afternoons on. He worked with Man Cow, and then do you remember Buckethead?
Yeah.
He's doing mornings there. Jason Bailey. He's doing mornings. I had a hard time saying that. Jason Bailey. He's doing mornings out in Sacramento.
Okay.
You have that, and then you have this 98 Rock.
That's cool.
AJ,
that's some
hot.
Cool shit. Actually, you know, it will be
you
AJ.
Know AJ?
No.
Crash and AJ, the morning show. When I would work at iHeartMedia for the 9 months I was there, I would see AJ in the hall and I'm like,
you are beautiful.
Did she you ever tell her?
No, but somebody I worked with dated her.
Yeah.
And they had a very bitter breakup.
Yeah.
And one time they bumped into each other in the hallway and it was
awkward.
It was 10 out of 10 awkward. It was.
You didn't slide in her DMs?
She's married, bro.
Oh.
Also, I've never hit on a coworker. That would just end badly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever hit on a coworker?
Maybe.
Who? Ned?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Like that? That's it. He's gone.